Paul Steinhauser down there ahead of the big debate tonight. Steiny from Fox News, take it away.
That's right, Jack. In this debate, I think you'll see some of the candidates on the stage tonight once again gunning at Donald Trump. He won't be on the stage. He'll be nearby at his own rally. But they'll be criticizing him for those Republican losses last night, just as Trump got blamed a year ago for the big losses for the Republican Party in the midterm. You just spelled it out real quickly there. Abortion was a key issue last night, again, just as it was last year, and it did no favors for the Republicans. The Democrats winning back the state, total state legislative majority in Virginia. That's bad news for Glenn Youngkin, who had designs maybe on national ambitions down the road. Ohio, and a referendum there passed that will enshrine abortion rights in the Constitution. And in a high-profile state Supreme Court case in Pennsylvania, right. The Democratic candidate who was supporting abortion rights won. So a good night for Democrats. And, in fact, the Democratic incumbent governor in ruby red Kentucky also winning re-election. And they almost pulled it off in Mississippi, which is an even more red state.
Tell us,
Paul, see what this means going forward, Jack.
Give us a one-minute snapshot on tonight's debate.
Ugly, ugly and nasty. That's what I think it's going to be. You got five contenders. We're down from seven. I think that gives you more chance, more latitude for some verbal fist fights. A lot on the line for these guys, Jack, right? Ron DeSantis needs to change the trajectory. He needs to have an aggressive debate. Tim Scott, same thing. He's faltering as well. He needs to have a strong debate. Nikki Haley has been surging. That means she's going to come under attack all night long.
Yeah.
Should be fascinating, Jack.
And a lot of talk about China, no doubt, between DeSantis and Haley. Thank you, Paul Steinhauser, live in Miami, Florida. Good morning, Hampshire, the pulse of an age on this Wednesday morning. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Jack.